State and local police officers were highly visible, even positioned on the rooftops of some buildings. Bomb-sniffing dogs checked trash containers. Spectators had to pass through metal detectors to get to some areas. Authorities said the entire 26.2-mile race course was under video surveillance. Helicopters circled overhead. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson was in Massachusetts Monday to personally oversee the steps that had been taken to protect the more than 35,000 runners and approximately 1 million spectators.
We're all one team today, and it is a remarkable effort of coordination, and I'm truly impressed by the coordinated effort.
Johnson said there were no specific credible threats concerning the marathon. Officials had promised to strike the right balance with the marathon security plan. They would take every conceivable precaution while at the same time preserving the unique character of the Boston Marathon, which is part international sporting event and part family carnival.
And this terrific event and this tradition on this terrific day in Boston will continue. And I'm confident that with the pride and the courage and the level of dedication that we're seeing here today, that this is a proud tradition that is undiminished.
The commander of the Massachusetts State Police, Colonel Timothy Albin, praised race spectators who he said cooperated with the new security requirements and for the most part refrained from bringing prohibited items such as coolers.
My experience has been when you ask the public to do something for the sake of public safety, they really respond in the right way. And so there's been really no outstanding issues like that.
And Albin said he heard no complaints about the heightened security.
I was asking folks, you know, what do you see that's different? I mean, and honestly, I've been out there for 10 years. I don't notice myself a great difference. There's two lines of racking where there used to be one. But for the most part, the runners are focused on running. The spectators are showing up and focused on cheering on runners. I didn't see a lot of different out there today.
Authorities could not say if the same level of security would be repeated at next year's marathon. Governor Deval Patrick, who spent time Monday at both the start of the marathon in Hopkinton and at the finish on Boylston Street in Boston, said it had been an emotional week in Massachusetts that began with ceremonies April 15th, the actual anniversary of the bombing.
Our resilience is a thing to behold. And it's on display for the whole world, but also for each other.
A total of 35,755 people were registered to participate in the marathon, the second largest field in the 118-year history of the event. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.